DW News.
I am Nontokozo Mchunu with the news. U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich and other detainees are back home following their release by Russia in a historic prisoner exchange deal. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris welcomed Gershkovich and the other detainees at an airbase when they flew in from Turkey, where the prisoner exchange took place. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz also welcomed detainees who flew into Cologne. Scholz said many had feared for their lives and health in Russian detention. He also defended his decision to free a convicted Russian murderer as part of the prisoner exchange. British police will put extra personnel on the streets across the country this weekend in preparation for potential unrest following rioting and other violent incidents since the killing of three children in northwest England on Monday. A 17-year-old boy was charged with the murder of three children following his attack with a kitchen knife at a Taylor Swift-themed dance workshop. You're listening to the news on Africa Link, brought to you by DW. Nigeria's Minister of Digital Economy, Bosanti Jani, denies claims that the government gave an instruction to telecoms companies to tamper with the network services during the ongoing nationwide protests. There have been reports of slow internet speed and speculation that the government might have ordered telecom operators to interfere with these services to hinder the protests. But Tijani said there was no directive to disrupt phone networks and internet services. In South Africa, the African National Congress, ANC party, says it will not entertain any succession talks as it rebuilds itself following its electoral decline. The party's Secretary General, Fikile Mbalula, said the ANC is taking stock as it works to formulate a plan to gain lost ground and will not, in the meantime, discuss any of those plans that involve the 2027 leadership. And that brings you up to date. Thank you for tuning in. I am Nontokozo Mchunu.